From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. European Union leaders have given their unqualified backing to Britain and Prime Minister Theresa May over their accusation Moscow used a nerve agent to try to kill a former Russian spy in southern England earlier this month. Speaking at the EU summit in Brussels, May expressed gratitude for the bloc solidarity against Russia, and Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar also spoke.
We're all members of the European Union, 28 of us. We're all small countries in many ways, but there are big countries that surround us, and we sometimes come to conflict with them. Russia on security, issues with Turkey at the moment as well, issues with America on trade, and it's very important that we stick together. So as a fellow member of the European Union, we're going to be in full solidarity with the United Kingdom. I think that what occurred in Salisbury was loathsome and reprehensible.
Moscow has repeatedly denied involvement and accused the European Union of following an anti-Russian campaign launched by London. Hundreds of thousands of people expected to attend a March for Our Lives demonstration here in Washington within the hour, hoping to gain momentum for changes in gun laws. More than 800 sister marches have been planned in each of the 50 U.S. states and worldwide. Jennifer Smith, an American who lives in Australia and an organizer of the March for Our Lives demonstration in Sydney.
The biggest thing that I've learned here, and this is more personal, is I can breathe easy. When I send my kids to school, I never have to worry about them having to do active shooter drills. I don't have to worry about active shooters. And we still have family and friends across the United States.
That's Jennifer Smith speaking in Australia. The student organizers of the march are demanding that children's lives become a priority here in the United States. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. South Korea announced Saturday that North Korea has agreed to meet next week to coordinate the logistics and agendas for an inter-Korea summit to be held in April. Each side will send a three-member team Thursday to the border truce village of Panmunjom. The April summit between the two Korean leaders, South Korea's Moon Jae-in and North Korea's Kim Jong-un, comes ahead of the face-to-face meeting between President Trump and the North Korean leader Kim that is expected to take place by the end of May to work out a deal to end the North's nuclear weapons deal. After months-long lull, another terrorist attack has hit France, the Islamic State this time claiming responsibility for shooting and the hostage-taking incidents in southern France in which four people were killed. The French Interior Minister says the French police officer who exchanged himself for hostages held by a gunman has died. Get more on the story from VOA's Philip Alexia.
The attacker first fired six shots at police officers on their way back from jogging near the city of Carcassonne. The police were not in uniform but were wearing athletic clothes with police insignia. One police officer was shot in the shoulder, but the injury was not serious. The suspect then went to a Super U supermarket in a nearby small town, taking an unknown number of people hostage. After an hours-long standoff, police then stormed the supermarket. Interior Minister Gerard Collomb confirmed that the suspect had been shot dead and three other people were killed. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
A powerful 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck the island of New Britain and Papua New Guinea on Saturday. Seismologists say that there was no tsunami warning or immediate reports of damage. The Pacific nation was hit by a 7.5 magnitude quake in February that buried homes and triggered landslides in the Highlands region, killing at least 125 people. President Trump has issued an order banning most transgender people from serving in the military except under limited circumstances. The White House says the Secretaries of Defense and Homeland Security have concluded the retention of individuals with a history of gender dysphoria presents a considerable risk to military effectiveness. Gender dysphoria, formerly known as gender identity disorder, is defined by strong, persistent feelings of identification with the opposite gender. And President Trump's latest pick for National Security Advisor John Bolton said the U.S. cannot walk away from the war in Afghanistan because of the larger threat from the Taliban. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.